You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Alyssa Borges and Inari Kulanen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And me.
And who do we have over here on that mic? Would you like to say hello?
My name's Sana.
Hi, Sana. And Sana, you're with Inari? Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here today. Alyssa, you're curator of public programs at the City Museum, and Inari, you're the featured solo artist for January. Inari, would you please like to introduce yourself and maybe say more about your career as an artist?
I'm originally from Finland. I came to U.S. in 2001, first as an exchange student. I met my husband, got married, came here as a 2004, and started studying art in Fairbanks in the University of Alaska there. And I've been doing art ever since.
Your exhibition, your paintings on display until January 31st. It's titled A Nation of Immigrants. Can you say more about what's behind that name?
Well, it's kind of trying to figure out my guilt of that I sail through the immigration system fairly easily, that I came here in the time that immigration wasn't super restricted. I got married to an American citizen. So I had all sort of things that were stacked in my favor when I went through the system. And then I talked to my friends that those favors didn't really stack for them. And they have had very, very different experiences. So this show came from that why am I so privileged when others are not? And of course, the election kind of have this undercurrent of pretty unpleasant things happening to the immigrants. So I'm trying to also wrestle with the question that how come a nation that is basically comprised of immigrants can be so against the people born elsewhere?
Would you say you're telling a story with these paintings? And if so, whose story is it? Is it yours or more than yours?
It is. A lot of it is my story, that there are paintings that are my reaction to various things that have happened. But it's also kind of trying to figure out a larger picture that is happening with the immigration policies.
I haven't seen the exhibit for myself yet, but I have seen pictures. It seems like the paintings are faces mostly, and some have a hand covering part of the face. Would you speak about the symbolism there?
Well, that particular is part of a two-part painting. So there's part of that is a self-portrait of me, and then there's a part of a picture of a child. And there's actually two of those paintings. So there's one that is about Syrian refugee crisis that I did paint when I was back in Finland, and kind of seeing firsthand that how many refugees were coming to Europe and how they were treated. And then there's the second part, which is about the southern border. So that particular one that has a face covering or my hand covering my face is that how we choose to look away. We don't want to confront these hard truths that people are suffering, and we should open our hearts and minds for there.
And this, the hand is over one eye, but not both eyes. Is there a reason why one eye can still see?
Peeking.
Yeah. It's very skillful. This photograph is up at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, along with the info for the show today. Alyssa, you've seen the work yourself. What's your opinion?
Well, one thing that I find really interesting about Inari's show is there's a handout. There's information on each piece that you can read as you go through. So you learn about the laws. You learn about what's behind each piece and what it represents. So it's a show where you really should spend some time. The art itself is vibrant. It's really beautiful. It's so well crafted. She's a very talented artist. And you could walk through and just look at the art and go, wow, this is beautiful. But taking that sheet of paper and reading about each piece is going to give you a lot of information that's important to learn.
And speaking of learning more information about Inari and her work, there's Coffee and Collections this Saturday, 10:30 at the City Museum. Mm-hmm. So would one of you say a little bit about what Coffee and Collections is? And
yeah, the Coffee and Collections program is an ongoing series that we offer mainly through the winter months, where we primarily have our solo artists have an opportunity to go in a little more depth and get up and close and personal with people that want to learn more about the artist and the artist's work. So we provide coffee that Heritage Coffee Company donates, and it's just a wonderful experience to really learn more about the artist and the artist's work. And to come in and get warm. I hear the Women's March is going on too, so coming in and warming up with some coffee will be a good idea.
Yeah, it's all right there.
And then as far as what Inari's going to present.
cookies too, yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah. So she'll present on her art, but also it's another reception, second reception, so there'll be time to look more at the work and talk to her too.
Were you able to engage with a lot of viewers at the opening reception this last first
Friday?
Yeah,
it was really positive experience. I poured my soul into this work. That is it's very political, and it's also very personal work. And usually my art is not quite that level of personal. So I was really happy that people had really positive things to tell me.
Well, as you mentioned, you have your own immigration story. You came to Alaska almost 20 years ago. What do you think would have been different if you had decided to do that today?
Well, first thing, I just learned that the visa process that I went through doesn't really exist anymore. Mm. That it still is in the books, but it's not enforced. So I came here as a K-3 visa holder, which means that I got married outside U.S. And then my husband came here and started the visa process. And then the K-3 visa is such that you can come here and wait until the visa process goes through. But now that is kind of taken away. So now you have to stay in your country of origin until the visa process goes through. So you can't come here while that is going, which might take anything up to 6 months, 2 years. They can't guarantee you anything.
And you came to study art at the University of Fairbanks, so that mm-hmm. would have limited your ability to perhaps start when you start studying and at the start mm-hmm. of the school year or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah. Certainly.
That's very interesting. I think if people want to learn more, they should go to the City Museum and look at your artwork and read about it, or attend Coffee and Collections this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Alyssa, what is going on with hours and admission this month at the museum?
So we have free admission this month, thanks to Michelle Storr, and we are open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 till 4 p.m.
All right. And website is juno.org/library/museum. All kinds of information found there about what's happening at the museum.
That's right.
Anything else you might want to know. And also your Facebook page is pretty active.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Inari, good luck with Coffee and Collections this Saturday. Thank you for speaking to me about your art. Anything else that either of you would like to add, or Sana?
No.
No from nose all around.
Yeah.
Wait. Bye.
Thanks for speaking with me today, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.